Community Hospital, Test, Nebraska. You've got more dates. You mentioned last time we talked, you're contracted for a couple of months, and you've got more dates coming up, don't you?
Yes. We have tons of dates coming up now. We decided there was a greater need, especially in Red Willow, because Rich, last time we only had 40 spots at each location open, and we filled all of those and then some. So we decided that we needed more dates in Red Willow and that we needed more spots at those Red Willow dates. So the next one is going to actually be next week on the 5th in Red Willow, and that'll be up at the fairgrounds again. And then 2 weeks after that will be another one on the 19th, and that will also be in McCook. And then we'll be in Curtis on the 24th and Trenton on the 25th.
I know we've got that release posted on our website, our Facebook pages. You've got all that information on your website and Facebook pages as well, don't you?
Yes, we do. And you can also, if you go on to Test Nebraska and you decide that you want to get tested, it'll pop up and tell you where we'll be and when we'll be there, too.
And again, those appointments are necessary by going to the testnebraska.com website, aren't they?
Yes, sir. But if you don't have any access to the web or anything like that, you can show up to any of those dates and we'll get you signed in.
Sharon, we're seeing a lot of folks being tested. It doesn't matter where you live in Nebraska. There are more folks all the time getting tested, aren't they?
That is correct. And honestly, like I said earlier, it helps us identify those asymptomatic or people that don't have symptoms that are carriers that could potentially be spreading it in their community and not know about it. We've seen a little bit more of an uptick in our district, in our public health district, and so have had a lot of people call and inquire about getting tested, and we do refer them to these dates. It was unfortunate last week. It did take longer than 72 hours for some people to get the results back, and they were calling us or texting me, and unfortunately, community hospital staff did do those collections. However, we did it on behalf of Test Nebraska, so all that is filtered through Test Nebraska, and they need to direct those inquiries to Test Nebraska. What happened, and it might happen for the next couple of days still with Test Nebraska, is that CMS mandated that all nursing homes throughout actually have all their personnel tested for N95, and it was mandated that they have to have it done by tomorrow. And so they kicked up those staff kicked up to the high priority, and all the other tests were pushed back. But we were reassured by Test Nebraska that they will get caught up, and there should be 72-hour or less turnaround moving forward with those. Another thing I want to point out is that we've had several people from the Kansas area, because we border Kansas so closely, inquire about getting tested, and it is only for Nebraska residents. I had someone from Oregon who's going to be coming back and helping a parent, and they wanted to get tested here, and they couldn't because they did not have a Nebraska address.
We talked, Sharon and Tricia, we talked just a little while ago to kick off the program with Meyer Stoney over the Southwest Nebraska Public Health Department. Phase 4 is going to affect once again on Saturday, so you're going to see folks, you know, it's a little bit more of the opening gatherings, maybe becoming a little bit bigger, so that the possibilities of having more cases are going to come about, aren't they?
There is. What we're seeing, and, you know, I've been on a lot of HHS calls and with other epidemiologists, and what we are seeing is less critically ill, less people on the vents. We're still seeing people die of it. What I'm kind of hoping is that that the genome is going to mutate, and as it mutates, it doesn't have spell check like our Word computer does, and it makes fatal errors, and it mutates to a lesser power. So it still can be very catastrophic for those people that have those medical conditions, the elderly with COPD, heart failure, diabetes, for the very young, for those newborns. And so as we traverse out into the community, and I'm sure that Myra did speak to this, even though we may be moving into Phase 4, some places may want to drag their feet and still be a little bit cautious. We, as being responsible members of our community, need to go out and about responsibly. We need to wear those masks if we're going to be in groups that are not within our own immediate family, hand hygiene, social distancing. We still need to practice all those directive measures to keep our community safe.
And I know that I as far as community hospital, I know recently, maybe a couple of weeks ago, late to middle July, I think I got the release on the 20th, where the hospital not allowing visitors to see inpatients or to accompany outpatients to appointments due to recent increases. Those rules are still going to stick, aren't they?
They are. We're going to reevaluate that as we do go into phase four. But the bottom line is we probably, if we do go back to allowing visitors, we will not allow children under the age of 19 just because, they play with other kids and some of the younger kids just don't get the social distancing, the hand hygiene, the cough and sneeze etiquette, and all those things that we teach as adults. And, we do have COVID in our area. Obviously, everybody is aware of the grant situation. And we did take some patients from them. I was very happy that we could do that. It was under very controlled circumstances. We knew their diagnosis. They came in with appropriate PPE. Our staff had appropriate PPE. We brought them through our facility in a very controlled, protective manner as to not contaminate our facility. I'm sure that some people might be upset in the community, but you know what? These people hadn't had CARES for 2 weeks, and we had an ethical obligation to take care of these people. Grant was in a bad way, and I would hope that other facilities would step up if we had the same need as far as taking patients or helping us out care for our patients.
And you kind of touched on school there. That's going to be a big, big thing coming up here as we get into the month of August, ladies, that when school starts, the all eye is going to be on the schools and how that kind of goes the first day, no question about it, but that first week, all eyes going to be on schools, aren't they?
I think it is. And honestly, things are different now with going into phase four than when we shut everything down, because we know what we need to do to prevent the spread. And, restaurants, everybody's doing their part. And so, I think that hopefully if we do everything right and they follow their plan as they've agreed through the public health department, hopefully we shouldn't see a spread. We are going to see an uptick. I know that in Israel, they did see an uptick with cases, but again, they weren't as severe. I don't know if you've been following the news, but there are major universities that they've seen outbreaks within the bringing students back on campus, but it's not large numbers. It's nothing that I would really be concerned about. When you look at the number of students on campus and you have 50 or 60 cases, the infection ratio is really pretty small.
Tricia, once again, more information, hit your website, Facebook pages. We have it on our site as well, testnebraska.com. But first one coming back in the month of August is coming up next Wednesday.
Yep, we'll be up at the fairgrounds again. And if anybody has questions, I know sometimes it can get confusing. They can sure call and talk to Sharon or I. We have answered quite a few questions here in the last few weeks. So just have them give us a call. If they don't understand Test Nebraska or anything, just show up. We want you tested. We want to make sure that everything's good. So we'll get you figured out.